This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Three children were found safe about 40 minutes after leaving Hallsboro Artesia School this morning. Columbus County Schools said the children disappeared during physical education. School resource officer immediately called for assistance. The children were found a short distance away. We have more on this story on our website. Jeannie McPherson announced Friday that she will challenge Ricky Bullard for the District 6 seat on the County Board of Commissioners. McPherson is secretary of the County Republican Party and lives in Beaver Dam. Bullard has been on the county board for 20 years. Bladen County authorities are investigating a shooting on Graham Road in East Arcadia. Columbus deputies were called to assist in the investigation of the incident. Authorities were called to the scene just after 8 p.m. Sunday. BCSO has released no additional information on the killing. We will likely see some badly needed rain in the next few hours and in the overnight, but there's a slight possibility of severe weather as well. Columbus is still considered to be facing abnormally dry and moderate drought conditions. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley has the breakdown on today's weather blog. Departing Health Department Director Kim Smith will introduce Daniel Buck to County Commissioners tonight as her replacement. Buck has been an assistant with the Health Department since 2020 when he came on board to help with the county's pandemic response. Smith is retiring after 20 years with the department. Whiteville City Council on Tuesday will hear updates on the city budget, the Lee and Franklin Street improvement projects, and the airport sewer expansion. That meeting starts at 6:30 in City Hall. DMV license offices in Elizabethtown and Whiteville have expanded their operating hours. They now start opening up at 7 a.m. The move was announced recently by the DMV. Elizabethtown's tag agency also reopened today under a new private contractor. Volunteers are needed for the Wall That Heals, which is coming up April 22nd. Volunteers are needed for setup and breakdown, as well as to give tours to visitors. Individuals, church groups, civic clubs, and businesses are welcome. Call 840-3848. The first Columbus County Connections will be held tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at Penn's Grill in downtown Whiteville. The event is free. It provides oral histories of Columbus County. Refreshments will be provided by Penn's. Everyone is welcome. It's Week of the Young Child, and Columbus County Partnership for Children has a number of special programs going on every day this week. Today was Music and Movement in the Park. Tomorrow is a virtual presentation on growing your own healthy food. Wednesday at 10 a.m., the Elf Center will host Working Together Wednesday. There will be an art exhibit Thursday from 6 until 7:30 p.m. at the Arts Council that features art by local children. And Friday is Family Fun Day at the Museum of Science starting at 10:30. Look for more on this story online, and you can also find out more at the Columbus County Partnership for Children's Facebook page. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and Light the Lake is tomorrow from 5 until 6:30 p.m. at Lake Waccamaw. The annual event raises awareness about child abuse. The Walk and Candlelight Vigil will begin at 400 Flemington Drive. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on Wednesday. The field day will be at Whiteville High School soccer fields. Sponsors are needed, as well as volunteers. For more information, contact Kristen Green or the Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.